And I'd like to welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight once again, Tim King from LaPorte County Symphony. And they're starting up their season right now with lots of things. But the next thing coming up is the Drayton Family Children's Concert, Wednesday, October 13th. And the times will vary. He'll talk about that. Tim, welcome back to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me back on.
Hi, Tim.
Thank you.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. This is an ongoing, you've had a family children's series for some time, but now tell us about that. And I guess how it's working differently with, of course, the COVID thing and how you get right. that out to the schools.
Well, this is the 33rd annual children's concert. We've renamed it after the Drayton family, who have been longtime supporters of the orchestra and especially the children's concerts. So we call it the Drayton Family Children's Educational Concerts. This is going to be, as you said, October the 13th, and the title will be Fantasy and Fairy Tales. And this is actually going to be our new music director, Dr. Carolyn Watson's first concert. Now, this is for the schools, whether you're homeschool, public school, private school, we don't care. We just want you to come to the concert. And for most of these students, it's the very first time that they hear a live orchestra. Sometimes even a live ensemble, believe it or not. But it's been, I've heard many music teachers in our area who have said that when the students start up in band and orchestra in the fifth and sixth grade, that one of the reasons they did it was because they came to these children's concerts and really excited about the music. And I really like that particular instrument. I want to learn how to play that one. So she has put together a very nice program. These programs are about 40 to 45 minutes in length. And they have an education guide that goes with them, which is a wonderful guide that Megan Sullivan, who teaches in the middle school here in LaPorte school system, she put together a beautiful, I mean, and it's thick too. It's like 45, 50 pages long. So there's tons of activities for the students and lessons for the teachers. So we're going to be doing Griegs in the Hall of the Mountain King, which is a great stirring opener. We're going to be doing a little bit of Swan Lake of Tchaikovsky. A little bit of Hansel and Gretel from Humperdinck. We're going to be doing Hedwig's Theme from Harry Potter. And then, of course, if you're going to do fantasies and fairy tales, you have to end with the William Tell Overture, the finale of the Overture of Rossini. So that basically is the concert in a nutshell. And so we offer this to schools, homeschool, whatever. If anyone is interested, they certainly can call the orchestra office at 219-362-9020 and can attend. And the other good thing is it's $1 per student.
Wow.
$1 per
student. What a bargain.
It started 33 years ago. $1.
Yeah.
It's still $1 after 33 years. And we're very committed. The Healthcare Foundation of LaPorte is our huge sponsor. Michigan City Community Enrichment Corporation, Teachers Credit Union, Kankakee Valley REMC, and some other folks that help us raise enough money that we can keep the prices low.
That's great. And as this is Carolyn's first time out. I know she'll be doing something. We'll talk about that later. But the children's concerts, does there a thing for general ed in that material, too? Like if a general ed teacher wanted to deal with some of that stuff?
There are items that the general ed teacher, the general elementary teacher. It's basically what we gear these concerts for really grades 3 through 5.
Right.
We have some second graders. We do have some sixth graders. But it's basically for grades 3 through 5. And yes, if you were an elementary teacher, there are obviously some items that you couldn't do, but there are some things in there that a regular classroom teacher could take advantage of for sure.
Now, Carolyn yes. Watson is making her debut actually with this, but actually her debut with the regular orchestra season is on November 13th. Tell us about that. It's going to be sounds like a fun concert.
Well, she's put together a really nice program, a jazzy American salute. It's all American composers. So we're doing three dances on the town of Leonard Bernstein. We're doing a couple of, because it's so close to Veterans Day, we're going to be doing a couple of pieces honoring our veterans. We're doing a piece that I was not familiar with. Of course, everybody knows the famous clarinetist Artie Shaw, but it turns out that Artie Shaw wrote a clarinet concerto.
Wow.
It's 9 minutes long, not very long. It is fantastic. It's wonderful. So we have a gentleman that's coming in to solo on that. For Artie Shaw's clarinet concerto. And then we're going to be performing William Grant Still's African-American Symphony, one of the first early African-American composers of the early 20th century, whose name is really just now starting to come into play. But if you were to listen to this and didn't know who it was, you would think it was George Gershwin. That's the kind of feel that you get from this. So she's really put together a beautiful program. And the opening piece is going to be a piece called Lightspeed by a 25-year-old composer by the name of Kevin Day, who is still in school, believe it or not, and his doctorate is really making a name with orchestras. And that's what I love about Carolyn. She's got her finger on the pulse of stuff that's going on right now. And we need that. So I'm really happy. All these pieces are on YouTube. You can Google them and find them, and they're fantastic. It's going to be a great concert.
And she just getting an award nomination in Australia, didn't she?
Yes, a huge thing. It's called the Advance Awards. It's a very, very prestigious award that she's been nominated for. And we just couldn't be more thrilled. I've told people she hasn't conducted the first downbeat, and she's already given us some fame. So we're really, really happy about that. Very proud of her.
Okay, so Wednesday, October 13th, the 33rd Drayton Family Children's Concert, LaPorte County Symphony. Tim, thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.